He is the National Women's Coach of the Year, and also from the CME Swim Team, Lauren White, 30-time National All-American, joining us today. Mickey, Lauren, thanks for coming in this morning.
Jim, thanks for having us.
We appreciate you stopping by. So, National Women's Coach of the Year. Congratulations, well-deserved, on the job you've done with both the men's and the women's teams at CMU. Of course, a very successful run at Geneva, Ohio, in the national championships.
Thanks, Jim. And I just got to thank our women for being killers all year. They were so tough and focused, and there was just a level of integrity and commitment from this particular group led by Lauren White that was unusual. It was a special, fun year, and to be honored as the Coach of the Year was sort of the cherry on top. It was really a lot of fun.
And for you, Lauren, as I mentioned, an All-American 30 times. That just, do you ever hear that number? I think I probably asked you this when you've been on the show before. You hear that number, does it resonate that, I mean, 30 times you've done that? That's just incredible. If you do it once or twice, it's amazing, but 30 times is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it is. It kind of has a ring to it. I was going for 30 all year, having the ability to score 7 times and having the ability to actually follow through with that 7 times was pretty incredible.
When somebody asks you, what does it take to be a 30-time All-American, how do you answer that question?
A lot of determination and grit and fight.
Where does that come from?
The coaches and the teammates.
How does this guy sitting over here to your right, Coach Winder, how does he motivate you? How does he help you get the best out of yourself?
He probably has more goals for us than we do for ourselves. It's a very, very high level of intensity and him wanting it for us, and we strive off of that.
And it's a record that's most likely never going to be broken. I mean, that's a good feeling, isn't it? That what you've accomplished, what you set out to do, exceeded well beyond probably what your expectations were. To have a record of being an All-American 30 times, and there's been some great swimmers, there'll be some great swimmers, competitors for CMU in the future, but to have that, I mean, to hold a record that's never probably going to be broken is pretty incredible stuff.
Yeah, the ability to take my fifth year this year because of COVID, so you can have 7 events per year, and it's 4 years, so that's 28, and to have that 30 is like Chris Day said in his article, a record that can never be broken.
Yeah, right about that. Mickey Winder with us, Lauren White from the CMU Swim and Dive team. And Mickey, for you, she's been an All-American 30 times. What do you see in her as a swimmer that's helped her accomplish such an incredible feat?
What Lauren brought to our team first and foremost was passion and commitment. And she was a frail little girl as a freshman out of high school, a 59-second backstroker, spent her senior year mostly in the hospital with health conditions. And what she has developed into and grown physically, spiritually for our team has been unbelievable. There's a toughness, and when they know that you love them, they'll allow you to be hard on them. And I think that's really true about our women's team this year. Lauren, through her actions in the 4 years or 5 years of progressing and developing and improving and fighting in practice every day, earned her the right to lead this group in a very special, unique way. Because there was an edge, there was a toughness, there was this focus and commitment that can only come when you've earned it. And she's been through it. She's been in the trenches with them. She worked incredibly hard and wanted it for all of us. And so I'd say, you know, Lauren's ambition, clearly, you know, when she realized and did the math that no one would ever break that record, that was a big deal to her.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Yeah, and so that's part of it, right? You need that ambition. And that's our first core value in our program. And secondly, it's team. It's taking care of people and working together and holding everybody to a high standard. And Lauren was amazing at that. And then thirdly, you got to be tough. You know, I'm a nice guy, I think, but I'm a hard coach. And Lauren, I think, can see that and understood and could explain to the freshman, he's hard on you because he cares about you and he wants you to develop to your potential. And he's got a vision that goes beyond maybe what you can see for yourself at that time. And so those are just some of the things that Lauren brought to our team. And a lot of points. She was, you get to the point, and Ben Sampson was this way too, where you just know they're going to get their hand on the wall first. And when Lauren dove in for the 4x50 free reload, I just knew we were going to win. They dove in exactly tied with the team from Henderson State, and there was zero doubt in my mind. Same on the 4x100 free. We needed a miracle to win that meet. We needed to win the relay, and then we needed Nova Southeastern to be 12th or lower for us to win. And I knew we were going to do our part. And unfortunately, Nova didn't do theirs, and they got fourth or fifth or something and won the meet. But it was close, and we were in it the whole way. And you know, Lauren's leadership was invaluable.
Second place finish, not what you're hoping for, but still remarkable. Highest finish ever for the Maverick swim team in the national championships, and so close to bringing home that first ever team national championship to CMU.
Yeah, I told the team I'd probably have given this little finger for those 26 points, but we were about as good as we could have been in the swimming portion of it. We were tough. It never goes exactly right, but we were battle hardened. I'm so grateful to the University of Wyoming and Brigham Young and Air Force Academy, our three main rivals that pushed us in Northern Arizona. In fact, after the meet that night, I texted with my friends, the coaches at those schools, and just said, thank you for getting us to the place where we knew we could take it to the last relay, and we knew that we'd been tested in a lot of different ways, and so we were grateful for them.
Mickey, we're running short on time, but I do want to ask you about the men's team. Women finished second, men took fifth. Ben Sampson, National Swimmer of the Year. You're the National Women's Coach of the Year. But Ben Sampson, by the way, Jim, with the correct answer, six times he's been the national champion, along with Diver Mar Hassan. But the men's team, Ben Sampson, what a remarkable season they also put together as well.
Yeah, I'm proud of those guys. They were kind of in the women's shadow all year, but certainly not Ben Sampson. For him to do what he did, to be at his best when it mattered the most and to win those championships, I think the 400 IM race was a great example. He and this Cedric Busing, this Olympian from Germany, were over two seconds under the national record for Ben to win that race by 1/100th of a second. And you just know, because he does it every single day, and he got out, and a couple of hours later, he said, that's the hardest thing I've ever done, except for practice. And he makes practice so hard on himself that you just know he's going to be there when it matters, and he was. And 4 for 4 and Swimmer of the Year, couldn't have gone any better for him.